Hi, what's your face doing? I'm actually not crying this time. Yeah, I'm in it though. I'm still in it. I'm depressed. Gonna try some stuff out. And connections. Let's see. Just a lot of unfolding and distancing and just learning a lot about myself as I'm dating and holding on to other relationships and exploring different relationships at the same time. So, okay. So what I often remember is certain lines in Romeo and Juliet, and it's not the basic one. But I have a video of me looking at the beautiful moon, and I'm like, soft, but what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun, arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon. And that's all I remember. However, I am currently staying at my boss's house, taking care of his house and his pet while he is away, also doing some work around here, cleaning his studio up. And he was gifted a old, beautiful set of Shakespeare books. Let's see. Yeah, I wish I had gloves on right now. 1901. Wow, like my. Wow, I'm just. I'm the many hands that held the same book. Just okay. All right, back to Romeo and Juliet. Act two, scene two is what I would like to read. Capulet's orchard. Enter Romeo. He jests at scars that never felt a wound. Suddenly, Juliet appears above a window. But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief, that thou, her maid, art far more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she is envious. Her vestal livery is but sick and green, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off. It is my lady, oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. She speaks, yet she says nothing. What of that? Her eye discourses, I will answer it. I am too bold, 'tis not to me she speaks. Two of the fairest stars in all of the heaven, having some business, do entreat her eyes to twinkle in their spheres till they return. What if her eyes were there, they in her head? The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars, as daylight doth a lamp. Her eyes in heaven would through the airy region stream so bright that birds would sing and think it were not night. See how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek. And Juliet. Aye, me, Romeo continues. Oh, speak again, bright angel, for thou art as glorious to this night being o'er my hand as is a winged messenger of heaven unto the white upturned wondering eyes of mortals that fall back to gaze on him. When he bestrides the lazy pacing clouds and sails upon the bosom of the air. Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, or if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet. Shall I hear more, or shall I speak of this? Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's a Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name. What's in a name, that which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet? So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, doff thy name, and for thy name, which is no part of thee, take all of myself. I take thee at thy word, call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth, I never will be Romeo. What man art thou that thus bescreen in night? So stumblest on my counsel? By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself because it is an enemy to thee. Had I it written, I would tear the word. My ears have yet not drunk 100 words of thy tongue's uttering, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo and a Montague? Neither, fair maiden, neither, fair maid, if either thee dislike. How camest thou hither? Tell me, and wherefore? The orchard walls are high and hard to climb, and the place death, considering who thou art, if any of my kinsmen find thee here. With love's light wings did I e'er perch these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out, and what love can do that dares love attempt. Therefore, thy kinsmen are no let to me. If they do see thee, they will murder thee. Alack, there lies more peril in thine eyes than 20 of their swords. Look thou but sweet, and I am proof against their enmity. I would not for the world they saw thee here. I have night's cloak to hide me from their eyes, and but thou love me, let them find me here. My life were better ended by their hate than death prolonged, waiting of thy love. By whose direction foundest thou out this place? By love that first did prompt me to inquire. He lent me counsel, and I lent him eyes. I am no pilot, yet wert thou as far as that vast shore washed with the farthest sea, I would adventure for such merchandise. Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face, else would a maiden blush bepaint my cheek. For that which thou hast heard me speak tonight, fain would I dwell on form, fain deny what I have spoke, but farewell compliment. Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say aye, and I will take thy word, yet if thou swearest, thou mayst prove false. At lovers' perjuries, they say, Jove laughs, O gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully. Or if thou thinkest I am too quickly won, I'll frown and be perverse and say thee nay. So thou wilt woo, but else not for the world. In truth, fair Montague, I am too fond, and therefore thou mayst think my behavior light. But trust me, gentlemen, I'll prove more true than those that have more cunning to be strange. I should have been more strange, I must confess, but thou overheardst ere I was ware my true love's passion. Therefore pardon me, and not impute this yielding to light love which the dark night hath so discovered. Lady, by yonder blessed moon I swear that tips with silver all these fruit tree tops. Oh, swear not by the moon, inconstant moon that monthly changes in her circled orb, lest thy love prove likewise variable. What shall I swear by? Do not swear at all, or if thou wilt swear by thy gracious self, which is the god of my adultery, and I'll believe thee. If my heart's dear love, Well, do not swear, although I joy in thee. I have no joy of this contract tonight. It is too rash, too unadvised, too sudden, too like the lightning which doth cease to be, ere one can say it lightens, sweet good night. This bud of love by summer's ripening breath may prove a beauteous, beauteous flower when next we meet. Good night, a sweet repose and rest come to thy heart as that within my breast. Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied? What satisfaction canst thou have tonight? The exchange of thy love's faithful vow for mine. I gave thee mine before thou didst request it, and yet I would it were to give again. Wouldst thou withdraw it? For what purpose, love? But to be frank and give it thee again, and yet I wish but for the thing I have. My bounty is as bountiless as the sea. My love is deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite. I hear some noise within. Dear love, adieu.
That was bad. Oi!